This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. If you try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, got a slang. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of crime. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. If you try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 320 of 4th and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Primo in the building and Mr. Damn Skippy, a.k.a. Hollis Thomas. And we are talking the Giants-Eagles preview. And it's a rivalry that we've been talking about for years. But, you know, over the last couple of years, I'm talking about 2008, the Eagles have dominated this matchup, man. It's 22-6 since 2008. So we've seen a lot of ass kickings over the years. But last year, we did lose to the Giants in a fashion where we thought we were going to dominate. So we can't overlook a team in the NFC East and a team that has been a little bit transformed with a new coaching staff. I think, Brian Daboll heads off this thing. I do respect him. I do respect him, what they're trying to do. That I think they're finally doing some right things. I think they still don't. I don't know if they have their quarterback yet, but we'll get into it. But overall, I'm excited for this game. I'm excited for another NFC East opponent. I just want to see where our Eagles are mentally, because I personally think they should win this game. But how are you guys feeling going into this game?
It's a divisional game, you know what I mean? So you definitely look forward to this, the rivalry, like you mentioned. Bunch of shit talkers out there, so I'm definitely hyped up about this game. You know, a lot of these Giants fans really had high hopes. Reality started kicking in the past few weeks. And I feel like reality is going to go ahead and definitely kick in even more on Sunday. Definitely not going to go ahead and sleep on the rivalry game, a divisional game, because, you know, it always comes down to the nail. But at the end of the day, our matchup, I definitely see better than theirs. I still don't feel like Daniel Jones is that quarterback that's going to lead him anywhere. Shout out to the respect to the head coach, like you mentioned. You know what I mean? He's there trying to do new things. I get that, respect that. He definitely caught me, and I'm pretty sure a lot of them, even Giant fans themselves, off guard with the record and with the turnaround.
With the hire.
Exactly that, too.
But you know why with the hire, though, don't you?
Why is that?
You remember remember Bill Belichick text Brian Flores, think he was texting Brian Daboll.
That's right.
When Brian Flores was on his way for the interview,
that's right.
He's like, congratulations. He's like, what, you know something I don't know? I haven't even interviewed yet.
Yeah, he let that one out of the bag. You know what I mean? But definitely looking forward to getting up there and doing our thing, man. Because last year when we were up there, you mentioned it again, Gail, it was a game that, you know, we definitely thought we had it in our possession, and then it slipped away from us. Leaving that stadium, the disrespect we were getting as we were walking out of there.
They were disrespecting us?
New York accent, too. Yeah, telling us to get the hell out of their stadium. Well, actually, they didn't get the hell out there, you know what I mean? it was bad, man. It was bad. So I'm looking forward to this game just so we could go ahead and redeem ourselves. Because, you know, when it comes to the shit talking, yours truly really knows how to put it down, man.
I'm looking forward to this game because it's a playoff caliber game. The only thing that's missing really is I don't think they have the answer at quarterback. They got a nice coaching staff. They have a young offensive line. We'll talk about the pitches later on. But all they're really doing is running the ball. But the one thing that I think is that's a real true test is going to be the defensively. They have a real defensive mind, and Martelli at the defense coordinator, he deploys the defense like it should be deployed, and they have a formidable defense. That's the only thing that really keeps them in the game and has them with the ability to be able to stay in games late. It gives them the opportunity to win. They tied last week, so this game will be pretty important to them. But I think they're going to be slightly exhausted this week, and it's some matchups that I feel like we should be able to take advantage of this week, and it's matchups and some things that they do and don't do that will be on our side. You were talking about us kicking their ass off from 2008 when I first got here. I want to say that it was my third or fourth year before Andy got here. We went on a tear of losing to them like a bunch of times. I don't know if you guys remember the first time we beat them was on like a Monday night, and it was like I was cracking up because somebody else said this about when the quarterback really does nothing and you win, he still gets all the credit. I think we beat them 10-9.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I love, as much as I love Five, it wasn't fucking getting done. So it was that we defensively, but before that they went on a tear beating us like 8 or 9 straight times in a row. Like they beat us 3 times in one season one year. They beat us in the 2 times in the regular season. They swept us, and then they beat us in the playoffs. That's Ron Dayne. I'm telling him shut the fuck up and later. That's one of the times when we start beating them. But I was part of one of the second miracle at the Meadowlands with Westbrook. Westbrook ran that back. So
I was there.
And sometimes I forget because of my deep hatred for the cow bitches. So sometimes I forget how deep this rivalry goes. Mm-hmm. We almost came to fisticuffs on one particular game where our defense was particularly young. The one pitcher you see me blocking that center is Brian Williams. He ended up losing his eyesight later on in life. I always respected him because he was a really good center. But Trot came from about 12 yards deep when they were getting the victory formation and lit up his motherfucking life. You know, when one of your family members do something wrong, even though it's wrong, you're not going to let them get their ass whooped. So we was back. We backtracked to play. It was funny to mug. But this is a rivalry, and this is actually territorial shit talking. This is the East Coast shit talking. We got to win this. We have to win this. We need to kick their ass and put a statement to the rest. Put a statement to not only them but to the rest of the league and to the rest of our division. This should be the statement game that the Birds come out that we come out and make.
Now, shout out to Mark. He says, what did Tank do with Evan? He put him in his closet. Evan is out here working.
Hard man working. I didn't do anything with Evan. What do you mean? Evan can cook. Evan's my guy.
Put him in the baseboard. Evan is definitely good. But, you know, just overall, just following what you said, I think we've seen this Eagles team, you know, play a Washington football team. And you shoot themselves in the foot, you know. You know, so much so we had to make a meme about it because that at times
is that the Eagles.
I did this one. So the Eagles will shoot themselves in the foot. You know, you talk about the penalties we had last week, the dominant performance that we had. It could have been a 50 burger, but if you think about all those penalties, you know, it is what it is. But you know, just talking about like the mindset of this football team and going to this game, like you know what's ahead of you, you know what's at stake. I mean, you could leave here 12-1, or you could, I'm not going to even say the other part of that, but I'm saying you can leave here 12-1 and be set up nicely. I think, you know, what I usually do before going into the next opponent, you start listening to their beat writers, you know, going into their chat rooms and trying to figure out what they feel about their own squad. And you talk about some of their beat writers, they do not believe in their football team at this moment. They do not like the way they match up against our squad. And I think when you go across the on paper, they really do not. We'll start with their weapons. We're talking about Darius Slayton as their number one. And this is what their own beat writer for the New York Post said. He said, Darius Slayton would not even get on the field in Philadelphia because he couldn't play special teams because he would be wide receiver five. So this is the kind of weapons that Daniel Jones.
Well, you look at that, Gil. He was damn near cut. In training camp, he was damn near cut. They were talking about releasing it because of what you said. The one thing when I first entered the league as an undrafted free agent, older guys was like, the more you can do, the more it's like you need to be able to play special teams. You need to play your position, the position you think you want, but you also need to be able to play all the other wide receiver positions. So you need to know the entire fucking playbook on every West Coast. So it's the more you can do. Because if you're not working hard enough to the coaches, and it's only so many guys you get to keep. And when you're not a high draft pick, you don't really have a spot. You better get on every special team, and you better know every wide receiver spot. Hell, you might want to learn tight end too. But he was on the cusp of being cut, but he's currently their number one receiver. He has a tremendous amount of drops, though. And it may be because I feel like the media has sugarcoated because they don't want to say Daniel Jones is not the guy. It's not the guy for this organization.
Right.
But they've been winning in spite of him. But you got some problem?
No, I was going to say, I mean, that's pretty much where an NFL career can start, is in special teams. I mean, that's where you go ahead and start making your highlights. That's where you start building up your resume right there. You see a lot of these players who – you know, that became Hall of Fame caliber players because they started off on special teams.
You know, Terrell Davis started off kick.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that clearly. That's what I'm saying. There are some Hall of Famers that started off their careers. That's where you build your resume. Now, I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's a New York Giants problem, not a problem on our end. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, yeah, that dude, he, you know, that could be his wide receiver going into this weekend. You know, again, I'm not worried about Daniel Jones whatsoever. I know he's good with his feet. He runs just as much, but we have a defense that's going to pretty much shut that shit down. I'm looking forward to seeing Bradbury play. You know, I mean, this is his redemption game against his old squad. So, I mean, I'm really looking forward to go ahead and seeing him being lights out this weekend. So it's a lot, man. It's a lot on the table that's going to be coming out this weekend. And it's like you said, I'm really, really hoping that they do go ahead and make a statement for the rest of the league and for the rest of this division, because that's what it is for the rest of the year. It's division games coming up, you know, and they're key games. And you know the game that I want, but right now we're focusing on the Giants.
We got to focus on the Giants. The one thing that I wanted everybody to understand is the coach Brian Daboll. He will try to keep. He's going to try to keep this game close. He's going to make it a knockdown, drag out affair because they don't have a quarterback to do what needs to be done. So we're going to see Saquon Barkley. He's got 1,000 yards already. He's carried the ball 242 times. They got 1,055 yards. So it's like how he goes is how they go. It's like when the games that I've seen them lose, people have corralled him, and you know occasionally he may pop one for 9 or 10 yards or something, but they haven't let him get the really big one. And when Daniel Jones has tried to do anything, he's not a quick decision maker. His decision making ability is truly in question. And he throws picks. He doesn't throw that many picks. He doesn't give him that many opportunity, but he will throw you the ball or give you the ball. I just don't want to see the situation where we don't account for him and he's running 99 yards and he gives up the ball because he can't make a touchdown because he fumbles or stumbles. I know you guys remember that game.
I remember that, Clay. We were there. We were there when that happened.
Going back to Saquon Barkley, you talk about how, you know, beginning of the season, they were started off hot, 7-2. But in the first 9 games, he had, 931 yards rushing. He was averaging 4.7 a clip, 6 touchdowns. In the last 3 games, he's had 44 rushes, 124 yards, 2.8 yards per carry, and 2 touchdowns. So you think, you know, is he getting overworked?
It's a team, dude. It's like when you get to this part of the season, and that's why I want to see how we tackle this game. This is a playoff caliber game. They're going to slow this game down. He's going to get the ball at least 30 times. And it don't matter what he do. It's just the fact that they're trying to wear your defense down so they can get that one big play, one or two big plays that they try to sneak in because they're paid to make plays too. But they're trying to wear your defense down, keep you on the field for as long as they possibly can, and make one or two big plays, something sneaky, or you're going to see a trick play, some bullshit. It's like Brian Daboll, he's a good coach, but he doesn't have the quarterback currently to make the proper decision, so.
Another thought I've seen echoed amongst the Giant community is bringing something different to the table. and bringing like Matt Breida on the field, trying to get more speed on the field and some, right. some trickery. So if you got Giants fans, Beats talking about like bringing something different to the table, they've seen a lot of the same thing from this offense. You think, you know, we've seen Saquon Barkley take screens to the house. You think about a couple years back, taking yep. one off to the run down the sideline. This dude is dynamic. And overall, I think when you look at their offense overall, you know, you got some young tackles and coming into their own. But overall, I think their offense is not – I don't think they're built to stop our defensive line. But, you know, we will see. Any other players you want to call out?
Players I want to call out for us about pigeons?
Not pigeons. But, I mean, you can do your pigeons now.
I'm not going to do the pigeons, but another player that's been on the schneid is Kenny Galladay. I know because he's an NIU alum, but they paid him a lot of money, but he's not doing anything. He's not living up to expectations whatsoever. Anyway, between him and let's see, what's the other? It's a couple of receivers that they're really not high on, because I was doing my work as I was sitting there. Richie James is questionable, and Isaiah Hodges. It's like they don't really have a receiving core that does anything for you. The most exciting part of their team is their defense. When their defense is out there, they kick ass. So I mean,
I laugh when Galloway plays. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. The man got a reception, and it was like his first reception in like what, 4 or 5 games, yeah. And that place went nuts. And I know that was all sarcasm, but it was just mm-hmm. like that's. That's the shit that they're dealing with, man, and it's yeah. crazy. So, yeah, I mean, going into this weekend, our defense and their wide receiver core, nothing to worry about whatsoever, man.
Now, resident Oregon resident Mark Burry says, don't let Thibodeau get around the edge. Thibodeau, I like the edge. I mean, no pun intended, but I like the edge that he plays with. I think they were talking about the Giants' chances against the Eagles, and he's like, I don't want no chance. Like, mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the day, the past is the history, and the present is what we're doing on the field. So I like his mindset, because he's got to get there. And I think at the end of the day, I mean, he's a young talent. You know, you cannot sleep on.
Not at all.
No. Yeah, but you have to. This is another guy you have to run at. He's gonna create some matchup problems at times, and the defense coordinator moves him all over the defense. And he's a lot of times. I don't think he's got that many sacks, but he's always around. He's always around the ball. He's got a nonstop motor, because I think he's trying to kick the you know, coming out of college, they were questioning his desire to play football, because it was just in question. They didn't know if he truly wanted to play. That's why when he came, he wanted to show everybody that he did want to play football, and his desire was up there. So he's been kicking ass, but he's like the sacks and the stats won't show you that. You have to actually watch film to know that he's one of the engines that makes their defensive car go.
Yeah, and then on top of that, I only saw like one or two key plays out of that dude last week against that Washington line. So yeah. I mean, Mulata, you know, or if they line him up with Johnson, Lane Johnson, I mean, either way, I think he's going to go and honestly get shut down. If he gets one or two, okay, props. But other than that, I don't really see anything big coming out of him on Sunday.
Now, you talk about, you know, a match they do talk about, you know, Jason Kelce being a lighter center. But
that's my only part about this, dude. I know where you're going to. This is one of the games I want Kelce and the interior guys to make sporting. That they have a strong interior, and I hate when we go against teams like this, because they try to take advantage of Kelce. But it, sometimes he can hold his own, but then sometimes you get the high snaps, you get the false starts, you get the holding calls. And I just want him to go out there, and I want this to be a statement game for him. Then he's got to be on point this game, because they got big Leonard Williams in the middle. That's the man of my boys. I'm sorry.
But Williams might actually be out. That last game was with Dexter Lawrence. Dexter Lawrence has been like the anchor of this defense. He's really, really been strong up the middle. But yeah, again, Leonard Williams most likely out this game, but he was dealing with a neck injury.
They got him listed as questionable.
So big loss without him.
Yeah, it's a big loss.
Who else? Dory Jackson also dealing with an injury as well. So you talk about their cornerbacks, and again, the way their cornerbacks are set up. In my Kevin Hart voice, I said this last week in terms of how you attack the Giants. The Eagles did exactly what I wanted them to do last week in attacking a young cornerback group. I mean, their cornerbacks do not – they don't scare anyone. The Giant beats are talking about A.J. Brown being a man amongst boys, the same exact thing I echoed last week. And I think it's another opportunity for the Eagles to really attack them at the cornerback position.
The one thing that I was looking at for them defensively and offensively was the third down, third down conversion. Offensively, they had 38%, which is it's pretty decent. It's almost 40%. But I like to keep them at 30 to 33% because it means we're getting the ass off the field, and their defense is getting off the field at a rate of 35%. But their defense on fourth down, it's a lot of people going for it on fourth down. People are like 64% against them on fourth down. So they've given up a lot of fourth down. To me, that's a glaring weakness of theirs, because I think they're still a young team, so I think they lose that concentration that you need to be on fourth down. And some of them are offsides too. Sometimes they can't get right.
Shout out to Gary. Says Barkley on today's injury report for them. You guys think that's a bluff? Mind games? I think Barkley's playing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What you must know about this game, the football game, is if he goes into the treatment room, if you go into the treatment room and get any type of treatment, it's got to be on the report, because if not, they call you out and they call the league on you, because it's eyes everywhere. And you never know when somebody might show up. Like how people get caught. And someone said they was doing their little investigation. Well, that's what an investigation is. It's trying to catch you in your natural element. So he's probably just getting treatment on something. But nobody's healthy around this time of the year anyway. Everybody's getting treatment. So if they give you treatment, they have to mark it down. So they're to cover their ass.
Gotcha.
You know, Chris chimes in. Hurts MVP, yes or no? On our last episode, we have all echoed – the Hurts MVP train. He's done enough. He's led this team enough to a 11-1 record. We're the top team in the NFL, and Hurts has been leading the ship. So yes, I think he is the MVP right now.
Mm-hmm. Right
now. So I mean, again, I'm excited about what he brings to the table. Talking about our weapons,
right. Man, pick one.
who do you think is going to be showcased the most this week?
This week?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think it's time. I think it's time for Booby to get in. Last week, Booby only had 24 yards. He only had 24 yards. He had a few touches here and there. But I think he's been quiet the last couple of weeks. A little quiet. But I think it's time. I think it's time for him to get going. It's that time of year, that playoff time. And plus, you know, who used to be in the same backfield together?
Yeah, but I've heard of Penn State bowl here.
Right, yes. Right. So yeah, this is going to be one that not only is it a Bradbury reunion, it should be a Booby Miles reunion. Okay. See who does the best.
I like it. I mean, I think Booby's going to definitely go ahead and shine this weekend. I mean, yeah, you mentioned he only had, you know, a few touches, 24 yards. He did have the touchdown last weekend.
Yeah, that was a nail in the coffin. And it was emphatic, too. I like the way it went down.
But, yeah, man, I think he's definitely going to go ahead and contribute a whole lot this week. You know, and it's hard, man. But, again, a good problem to have. We don't know who's going to be the, you know, key player for this week. But it's good to know that we got various amount of players on our squad that could be – you know, that MVP caliber for the weekend.
Well, the only reason I say that is because they're like they're 26 versus the run. So they give up. They run the ball. They're sixth in rushing, and they give it up.
Yeah, and we got Boston Scott, the Giant Killer.
We almost forgot about Boston Scott for some reason.
Killer.
Off the top rope, I want to see Jimmy Fly Super Snooker on the elbow, on the neck of somebody, because – y'all remember the he did the double spin, and then he did another spin for no reason, but it was fresh, scored a touchdown, and then he broke out the neck move. I think, you know, I'd like to see the neck move.
The Jimmy Superfly Snooker used to do the belly flash.
The body splash. Yeah.
And occasionally the flying headbutt.
The elbow drop was Macho Man Randy
Savage. Right. Who did the knee drop?
The knee drop? Oh, shit.
Ric Flair.
I didn't know Greg the Hammer Valentine is?
Yes, I do.
I didn't know that they were tag team champions like a while back.
In their younger years.
I was looking at some old film. I was like, they used to kick ass.
Man, we can call old school wrestlers. We could do an episode of wrestling, bro. I will be
envious of me. I met Jake the Snake Roberts. I met the Razor Ramon.
What about Tony Atlas?
Diamond Dallas.
What about Tony Atlas?
Yeah, Tony Atlas too.
Okay.
And Rock's dad.
Did you get it?
Iceman King Parson.
Did you get their autographs?
No, just beside. And Ron Simmons. Damn! Honky Tonk Man, Bobby's Brain Heenan. I can go on all
of that.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Junkyard Dog.
JYD, he's from St. Louis.
All right.
JYD from St. Louis.
So I mean, you were talking about dogs. How about we talk about another animal?
What's that? What we're going to talk about? What would you like to talk about?
How about Tank's pigeons?
Yeah. Caw-caw. Caw-caw.
Well, see this week on my pigeons, I got a left guard. He's the third left guard that they're using. It's Mark Blaskowski. He's like the third one that they're using.
Third string.
Yeah, he's a turnstile. Mm. He's a human. Put it this way, I think the second play he was playing, when Daniel Jones got the snap, whoever was lined up over him was back there with Daniel Jones. Yeah. By the time the ball got back there, it was good. If you watch some of the crap I'll be watching, man, it's so funny. The other one is the new kid, Andrew Thomas, out of University of Georgia. He's like a young offensive tackle. He kind of sucks. He gives up the rhythm. They're still trying to build some continuity, but you can't build any continuity when guys are constantly getting injured. And they're kind of decimated by injury. But
would you say he's the best of the best, though?
Huh?
He's the best of the group, though, right?
Who, Andrew? Yeah. I thought, no, Evan is. Evan Neal.
You think so?
Okay. I think Evan Neal is better. Evan Neal is just a steady guy. When you don't hear his name, that means he's doing good, especially as an offensive lineman. You don't hear any holding calls. You don't hear anybody talking about how he got beat on something. He's that steady guy. And then I picked the defensive pigeon. The kid, Jalen Smith from the Cowgirls.
Yep.
And he's out there limping around. He's man, they need to make a fucking example out of him because he's out there kind of limping around and ailing around. I was like, oh, that's why the Cowboys got rid of him. Because I was watching the game one time and I was like, you can see the running back. This was him, and the running back was like, yeah.
Yep.
I was like,
yep.
Defensively, he is a pigeon defensively. So, and I got to say, Daniel Jones, he's the other pigeon. He just sucks. I'm sorry. I had to call, like I said, a lot of people was like asking me why I called him Mr. Pick Six himself. Because even Giants fans were pissed at that pick. They was like, wait a minute, pick six? Oh, shit. And that's what he did when he first got into the league. He threw a lot of pick sixes. He's only got five so far.
I mean, when he was drafted, I was doing a dance like no other on the Lincoln Financial on the field. And people were like, why are you? I was like, I just know who he's going to become. And here we are 4 years later. He does not have a contract. Mm-hmm. So
did they pick up his option?
I don't even know.
No, I think they said they're not going to pick up his option.
This is the other correlation I made as soon as they made the pick. He's out of the University of Duke. What's the other quarterback that they picked out of the University of Duke in the first round? In a supplemental draft a long time ago. Dave Brown,
yeah.
Boy, you didn't know that, did you?
Who was it? Wow. Was it Sutcliffe?
He sucked.
The coach, QB coach from Duke, who has a great relationship with the Manning camp.
Yeah,
he was all
fuck about that.
He was all
Daniel Jones sucked.
He was all about Daniel Jones.
So. Daniel Jones sucked. He sucked in college. I saw some of the passes he was throwing. I was like, that's gonna get picked in the league. He floating that crap out there, and it's just what it is.
Funny thing is, if you listen to Dayball speak about Jalen Hurts, who he has a relationship with at his time in Alabama, right. He talked glowingly about who Jalen Hurts was, his mental makeup, right. And some of the Giants beats were like, "Did you guys hear Dayball speak about Hurts?
Good
have you, have you ever seen him talk about Daniel Jones like that?"
If I was his quarterback, I would have been jealous. It's like watching your girl make out with somebody else.
No,
you don't see me. What?
So that's a vibe that's going on amongst the Giants community. I think the writing's on the wall. So I mean, he's got a couple more games to figure it out, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. Now let's not be silly. This is not going to be a cakewalk. They will come out and fight because they still are fighting for their playoff lives, especially after that tie.
Yeah, it's not right.
I don't. Did you watch that game?
Yep.
I watched the whole game like twice, and I didn't see nobody trying to win. I'm sorry. I didn't see nobody trying to win.
I agree with you, man. I felt like both sides of the teams they ended up giving up.
At what point I had to look at the clock and look at it was an overtime because of the plays that were being called. I was like, what the hell is this? Mm-hmm. And it was just bad. It was just bad all around. So.
Yeah, I mean, as I was watching both teams playing against each other last week, I'm saying to my wife the whole time, like, this is what we got to worry about next week. Are you serious? Like, this is what we playing against. You know what I mean? People are talking like, you know, that these guys are going to go ahead and do something to us. Like, okay, it was sad. It was a very boring game, and you know, yeah, like you said, the play calling was horrible. I mean, these guys had three and outs the whole damn quarter.
Exactly. Oh God. Now, the one thing we can think like this. But we don't need our team to think like this.
No, absolutely right.
Because the team is one thing that I've learned that you have to take a team serious. You have to take every NFL team serious. Mm. Like my rookie year when we were trying to get into the playoffs, Tyrone Detmer got on TV and said, "Hell, if we can't beat the Jets, we should be at home for Christmas." Dude, it took. They fought. Came out there. They were 1-14. They came out there and fought us. Tooth and fucking nail. Dude, we had to get a pick six by Mike Zordich and another pick to seal the game. Because and Hugh Douglas, I think he had like three or four sacks. That's when he was still playing with the Jets.
With the Jets.
I was like, oh God. He came out there. Well, then that was when they tried the first start of Jermaine Mayberry, our first round pick that year. He got baptized. It was bad. It was all bad. But that's what I'm saying. It's like you don't think that you could just roll your helmet out there or you're being a fight that you should not be in. You go out there, you crush their will, and let them know that you're the better team and you're here to play until they quit.
Yeah. Talking about playing around on this beautiful Sunday, hopefully the weather isn't, you know, hurt cloudy a little bit, hurt cloudy. But yeah. We will actually be out there tailgating. A lot of people have been hitting the DMs. We're just finalizing everything so I can give people an honest yes, we will be tailgating. Shout out to Alex. Alex is going to be joining us as Ev is on the IR this week. So we're going to have to bring in a bona fide chef.
Oh.
Chef Alex will be breaking it down at the tailgate. And his menu is cheesesteaks this week.
Oh.
Well, he's going to keep the tradition going.
In honor of Ev.
Yep.
And what the hell is Ev doing? I know he got to work, but damn.
Ev got to work Saturday. I mean, he's a busy dude, man.
Busy dude, man. You know, the holidays is here. You know, you got to respect that. Got to make that money, man.
Yeah. But also tailgating, you know, if you guys are out there, Philly Sports Trips will be out there. They will have in their tailgate as well. If you're looking to tailgate with them, make sure you check them out at phillysportstrips.com. Make sure you follow them at Sports Trips PHL for more information. Not only do they have the trip going to MetLife, they have a trip to Chicago. That should be awesome. That's December 18th.
I'm going 18th. On both of them, damn Skippy.
Sunday, December 18th. And then the ultimate bus trip to Brooklyn to watch the Sixers whoop up on the Nets. That's February 11th, 2023. And then we're talking baseball because baseball is a thing right now as we're signing some hot shot shortstop.
Yeah.
Spring training in 2023, a three-night trip. That's March 10th, 2023. I think Prime is thinking about doing that. Yeah, man. So a lot going on with Philly Sports Trips. Check them out at Philly.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
sportstrips.com.
Damn Skippy.
So we like to do is speak things into existence. So we already got an offensive MVP against the Giants. So who is your offensive MVP already after this big dub and we're 12-1 on Sunday?
Who do I think it's gonna be?
Yep.
I'll let you go first, Prime. See who you're gonna pick.
To be honest with you, man, you know, I think it's going to for sure be another, you know, wide receiver. It could be Devontae. It could be AJ. I think they're going to go ahead and definitely shine. They've been hot. They're going to stay hot. And, you know, it's only but right, man. You know, again, going into the rest of the season, going into these big games that are going to be very key because, you know, we're playing for home field advantage. We're planning to go ahead and seal the division as well. So, I think I see some of the comments, maybe Quez. But I think it's going to be one of the wide receivers definitely doing their game because, you know, their secondary is hurting and, you know, we should be taking advantage. You know, it's like Tank said, man, we definitely got to go into this game aggressive regardless of who they are, what they're going through. You know, we got to be aggressive all the way through. We got to go ahead and make a statement. This is the perfect game to make the statement. I need them to make the statement because I'm like, yes. I said, man, I'm trying to walk out of that stadium with my head up, mouth running the whole damn time, just like we got disrespected last year. So this is my redemption for last year's shit.
Me personally, I think it's gonna be Miles Sanders this week. It's normally Boston Scott. I think he's gonna take over the role this time because he's played decently in the past against the Giants, but I think he was trying too hard. I think this time he's going to let the game come to him like he's been doing all season, and that's what's going to cause him to have a good game, actually an MVP style game. And because I think they don't stop the run well, because a lot of times they're out of position and they have a lot of different guys in there. But I like the way the defense coordinator deploys the defense, but it's a young team. They give up the rhythm, so and they're on the field a lot too. So. Yeah, I think it's gonna be Miles because I think we're gonna try to shorten this game, but kick their ass in doing it. Okay, and it's nothing like a nice physical game. I think this is going to be one of his physical statements. The way he's like, I'm not just finesse. I can hit you in the ribs and hit you in the liver to make it quiver.
And a two-piece biscuit.
Yeah, two-piece. Actually, that's a two-piece with no sides.
No, Gary in the comments says, Quez, Taz says, skinny Batman is about to go off. Mr. Gilmer says, booby. Mm-hmm. Mark from Oregon says, Hurts MVP season. Daz mm-hmm. with Boston Scott, 200-plus yards.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Interesting. Let's see. Todd says, I say Stoll gets a touchdown this week. Interesting.
I hope so.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see.
Money Mel.
It would be nice to see a little bit more production out of our tight ends, other than just blocking, because I think that's where our sometimes we get a little stalled out offensively, because we're used to our tight end putting motherfuckers on notice. If you notice that not everybody's not really worried about our tight end, it's not that matchup problem. So right. we had to put them on notice to make them that makes it easier for everybody else too.
Chris Nady says he says Miles as well. Look for Chris. Now, if you don't know, he's always getting pub right now. Like he's got a sheet out at every single game saying he was out last week, but the 11-1 Giants were coming for you. He's been out there every week, so make sure you see it. You'll see him. You will definitely see him. He'll be out there. But Money Mel says, put your money on Boston Scott, 7 TDs. Okay, Mel. Jesse says Boston Scott. So, I mean, if Boston Scott does come out here and do what he's been doing to the Giants, he will go down in the Hall of Fame of Eagles.
He will go down to Eagles versus the Giants Hall of Fame. But I'm going, go ahead.
I was going A.J. Brown, man. I think he's got a lot of pigeons out there, and mm-hmm. I think it's another dominant performance by A.J. Brown. What were you saying, Tank?
Oh no! I knew you was gonna go that route, but the only reason I feel like Miles is gonna do it this time is because of the style of running he's been running this season, and I think with the Giants, you get it's a secondary. A lot of times the secondary don't want to tackle. Once you get past the second level, the secondary they take bad angles and you can take it to the house. So if Miles does what he's supposed to do and takes the little yards. Soon he's going to hit a couple of home runs. I think that's going to be the difference maker, really.
Now, Jeff,
please let me just mention that if they see that Jalen Smith is covering Miles at any point of the game,
oh god, yeah,
better take advantage of that shit.
I'm telling you, because he is slower than molasses.
And I'm gonna be with Gale the whole time because he's gonna be the one to point it out. They got him lined up with Jalen. They got him lined up, and I'm gonna be screaming, "Throw the ball to Miles, man!"
Like we got a bleeder.
Now Jeff with the curveball. I think if you want to try to anytime touchdown, Jeff is saying, "How about a little Grant Calcaterra sighting in the end zone?" You never know.
We had a since God, there's no word on Goddard yet. I think the injury is a little bit rougher than they actually said.
They said he should be available for return for the Chicago game.
Yep. Next okay. week.
That window should mm-hmm. be there, but. You know, we'll see.
If like not, just make sure he's back before Dallas. That's all.
Dallas in Dallas.
Yeah. Now, Jay says, guaranteed Giants are going to want to stop the run and make Hurts beat them. To think otherwise would be foolish. You know, the Giants beats were talking about, you know, getting players down by Jalen Hurts' feet. They're like, make him get outside the pocket. Like, but again, he still flourishes outside right. the pocket. So, you know, he's been trusting the pocket. That's the one thing you like.
Yeah.
He's been doing this season. That little, you know, the happy feet you haven't really seen too much. I think.
It's like the one thing. The only thing about that is didn't he just have them to 400 yards in passing last week? I don't know, it's like you don't want to try to make him beat you, but you want to stop the run, and then you want to stop the run and disrupt the pass. You did because they're going to pass on third down. You want to make it like second and long and third and long because it disrupts the rhythm. And defensively, you know what they're going to do. Now, if they can get us in those situations, which I don't think they'll be able to get us into, and actually we're tops in the NFL on third and extra longs anyway. So, you know, that's cool. Whoever said that must be a Giants fan or some shit like that. But if you that wouldn't be my fucking thinking going into this. My thinking going into this would be to stop the run, but stay in front of Jalen Hurts. Don't let him break the pocket and don't let him get going. I was like, just basically don't let him, because it's not, he's already proved there's nothing you really could do to fuck over him. So I don't know why people are, you know, I don't know.
I mean, he's a problem. Dope. He's a problem right now. Like
right now, he's a problem. He's on one. He's the best thing going right now. He's moving. He's at the gold is for the honey and green is for the money. He's handling business right now, and you can't. It's nothing really you can do. That's all he does. But he just. You could try. It's kind of like this. It's like you could try that and put a lot of eggs in that basket, and then everybody else will torch you, or you could play good sound defense and have rush lane integrity and don't be out there doing those stupid shit, and then let the chips fall where they may. You have athletes on your team. It's like may the best man win. But trying to try to force one person to beat you. We have way too many weapons, sir.
Let's talk about defensive MVP. Obviously, we're speaking this into existence.
Damn it, Bradbury!
I think that's going to be a collective. I think this is a perfect opportunity for Bradbury to stick it to his former team. I just really want, from the bottom of my heart, I would like to thank the New York Giants organization for being so dumb to let Bradbury fall in our hands. That was the perfect move that I wanted. That was just too easy, and he's been a blessing. I know Prime's going to piggyback with the Bradbury as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely an exciting signing in the offseason. I mean, I'm glad we ended up stealing him away from them bums. I think it's going to be, you know, his redemption game because of the fact that they did what they did. They let him go. They didn't have no confidence in him, and here – We picked up on the contract, and you know he's home. He loves it here. He loves playing with this squad. He loves playing for this city. So you know it was the perfect match. I'm actually looking forward to seeing our linebackers go to work, man. I know people are mentioning the Kobe Dean. Hey, if it's the opportunity for him to come in, let's go. I'm with it, man. You see what he was doing last week. Would love to see a whole lot more of it. TJ Edwards has been killing it. Keep on killing it. And you know, a couple mentions of Reed. Hey, definitely would love to see that kid shot, man. That boy's been stepping up. He's been stepping up.
You guys see that angle he took? The running back was on the outside. He took a beeline. No stutter steps, no false steps, straight line. Like, he had a protractor. The man's – I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you can't teach. And, like, when you got that heat-sinking missile ability.
Right.
A young dude like that.
Just pay attention. That's all football is angles. You got to take the proper angles. So you know that they did the pursuit drill. Jim Johnson was a component of the pursuit drill. That's what starts off every defensive practice. Every practice, you start off with a defensive drill that you all do together. We hated doing the pursuit drill. If you do it right, you do it light. If you do it wrong, it's gonna go long. So it's I like the way Reed does too. It's like when Prime was talking about the Kobe Dean, I was looking at that too, because they run the ball a lot, and this will be a prime game for him to come in and show, you know, to show why they drafted him, and to show the people that passed him over, yes, you shouldn't have passed me over. So because this is the type of player I am. So I think this is going to be a week where he's going to get a little bit a few more plays because Kazir White is probably he's going to be probably limited. They probably limit him to some third down stuff, but I think he's going to get some more, a little bit more of the playing time. And this will be a good sample size for us to see what we got. We saw a sample size, which was tremendous. I don't know about you, but I was impressed.
Very impressed.
Yeah. So it's
good. A lot of love for N'Kobe in the chat. Katie is N'Kobe Dean. Yes.
Yes.
Three S's. I think you have to give him a couple more snaps. And especially with Kaiser. I'm not sure how limited it is.
It's an ankle sprain, so it's like it's one of those things to where if you have somebody that's comparable and that's going to do some of the rundowns, you want to, because Kaiser is a beast and as far as in pass coverage and stuff. and you kind of don't want him like in them piles and stuff, because the first time he's probably, I tell you what, a sprained ankle is. A sprained ankle is like you're doing good. All week you're good in practice. Everything is peachy keen because you're going to get your own people, and then you get your nice tape job and stuff and take the proper amount of pain relievers, and you get out there and everything is peachy keen until you get caught up in a rundown, and then somebody hits you wrong and it fucks up your whole day. you kind of don't want that for him, especially if we got a young kid that like Nakobe Dean that's clamoring for playing time, and all he does and all you get out of him is production. You utilize that. That's how you use the young and the old together. And then you put Kazir White now in some known passing downs, because you might not trust Nakobe Dean pass wise yet against some of these different route combinations. So you got to use them both. And that's how you had to deploy our linebackers.
Let it rip. Let it rip. Yep. Mark says steal of the draft. Put up Gale's reaction when Dean was drafted. We have it saved because I was in shock. Shock and awe. shock and awe. So that was a great day for Eagle fans. A great day when we all got to meet those guys out at the Eagles Autism Challenge. And then until Evan went up to Nakobe Dean and started asking about medicals. So that's Evan's nickname, Evan Hollywood Hearn. How's the medicals? he was like, how's the knee? He said, what?
I came up to him. Well, it was a peck.
Did you tell Evan, like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, I said it real loud. I was like, what the hell are you doing? You don't ask that question.
but if you're gonna ask
the question, I want to know now from you guys, like, what was worse? Me saying we got ourselves a linebacker now, or was it worse him asking Nakobe Dean how his leg was? I think that was worse.
it was both fucked up by both of y'all.
It was. I ain't gonna lie.
But yours was warranted because of what we've been going through.
Nate Gary,
Alex Singleton, and yours was warranted. It's like finally some help. But yeah, Ev Love coming up talking about so how's the knee? But that's not knowing that's not what made him drop in the draft. The thing that made him drop in the draft was they were talking about his pectoral muscle.
Yeah, shoulder. Like,
yeah, no, his pec.
Yeah. Katie's talking about let's get a preview of the look on your face when the Birds get Will Anderson. Hello, Mr. Anderson.
If
you add another dog into the mix like that, it's gonna get ugly around here.
It's gonna get ugly. It's gonna be like the good old days.
Now I heard there was word on the street that Tank, you have a nice little setup outside the stadium. Philly Sports Strips is hooking you up with a little TV.
You got a little tent and a whole shebang with Bob Cavanaugh. Bob's going to bring me a nice 40-inch TV to watch the game out there, because I'm not going to MetLife Stadium and sitting that high ass seat in that funky stadium. Thank you. That's just how I felt too. I went to a Jets game, and dude, it was like going to the I went to the snack bar one time. I went to the bathroom first, and then I went to the snack bar. And I told him when I went to that snack bar, I wasn't coming back to that seat. It's on an angle like it's like it's a stairway to hell. Oh, I said heaven. It was up. So it was really bad. It was extremely steep.
We have a picture of the chair looking at you.
it put you in the mindset of being down in Atlanta. I had my youngest daughter with me in Atlanta, and we ran out of snacks. And so she was like, I say, you want something else? She's like, kinda. I was like, if we go down, we ain't coming back. She was like, that's fine with me. You know, when the kid don't want to do all that walking to come back to the seat, you know it's bad. So I'm here for all the big people that don't like walking that much and there for comfort. Comfort and tender, delicious meals.
Tender, delicious meal. If we got your biggest matchups versus the Giants, if you got those in the chat, we'd like to bring those up. But we'll go with Prime first. What do you think your biggest matchup versus the Giants is? You are on mute, my guy.
I was gonna say our wide receivers with our secondary. I know they got what's that kid's name? James. He's pretty good, you know what I mean? I think he leads the squad in tackles. You know, he's definitely in a lot of plays, but you know what I mean? James, I don't know what to tell you, bro. You got three people you're going to have to keep up with. You can only stop one. You can't stop all three of them. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be interesting in who he gets lined up with. So, I mean, I think he's going to be all over the field because they're going to eventually try him out on everybody. But, you know, hey, get ready, man, because you're about to get some work put to you.
I got a couple of matchups that I'm looking forward to seeing, and we should flourish. And the first matchup is their interior defensive line versus my boy Kelsey. Kelsey and the other guys in the middle. It's just time that this is one of the games that they're going to have to stand up because they're going to try to put pressure up the gut on us. The other one is their interior offensive line versus our interior defensive line. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a fight of the middles because they're on their third right guard. So it's like if you better that's the pigeon. You better take advantage of that sucker. And then it's one other matchup for our defensive line is it Andrew Thomas. He gives up a lot of rhythm. So I think they're going to be taking turns. Josh Sweat versus Andrew Thomas is going to be one of the quality matchups as well. And our running backs versus Jalen Smith. Oh, God. Hopefully he puts them up. Put it this way. Whoever's running route against Jalen Smith, that's one of the matchups that I'm looking for. One of the final matchups is and seeing if our special teams could duplicate what they did last week.
Repeat.
Or actually build on what they did last week as far as like putting us in optimal positions for success throughout the game.
Now Tim says the Eagles O-line versus Giants defensive front.
Yep.
Gary says Mulata versus Thibodeau. Tim, with the, you know, Steichen versus Martindale, like you talk about Martindale wanting to blitz and bring the blitz. You talk about, Eagles offense looked against the Cardinals right. who like the blitz in the way that
but it's like the thing about Martindale is not always a blitz. A lot of people get the blitz thing mixed up, but defensively, they're called zone traps. It's like, so the zone trap is that they basically trick fucking the entire offense into thinking that we're blitzing. We're rushing four still, but you don't know which four. And Jim Johnson was the king of that because it looks like you run the blitz because it's what I call organized chaos. So like you might run the same. That's why you see the guys, the ends always standing up and stuff. It's to trick you guys because you don't know who's coming. And then you'll see four or five guys rushing and then everybody else pull out of there. But he's like one of the guys who with the matchup problems and the zone trap. They're called traps because they're trying to trap you into throwing something while we still got tremendous coverage. But we put you on notice with a few real blitzes because if you look up the word blitz, it's bringing more than you could block.
Yeah.
Now zone traps is like you start hearing off all the offensive line make all their line calls bumping down the line. Who's got who? Who's got what? And I found out from Kelsey one time, the most confusing thing is when you're going against a 3-4 offense, who's that fourth defensive lineman? Because you never know who's going to come. And so it's deciphering who's coming and who's not. And that's why if you ever slow it down, you'll see a zone trap. You'll see somebody going to block somebody who they thought was coming, but then somebody else comes on the backside. Pause. And then that's pretty much what a zone trap is. And Martindale is one of the guys who that's why I like him because you have to trick the opposing team and you have to put them on notice that we're not going to be in the same place. And even when you think you know what we're doing, you don't. So,
yeah, I really like that. Steichen versus Martindale because this is where Steichen could this is where you make your money, Steichen. This is you got a defense quarter that. Is going to bring the trickery. And then, I just really want to see Hurts just rip this defense apart. And just being if you have never been to Giants Stadium and witness a ass whooping where you get to sing the fight song and we take over the stadium, I'm going to be honest, like, I don't know where we stand at in terms of taking over their stadium. Because last year, they had the they made sure they had Michael Strahan like Hall of Fame thing. So they had this atmosphere, and I was like, I don't like this. I don't like this. Is more. So I feel like Eagle fans, y'all got to show up. I'm gonna say
it. Show up and show out.
You know, license plate guy. They're big super. Big Super Giants fan. Shout out to him. We burned the zero Super Bowl jersey. But he's been crying to, you know, Giants Nation to not sell your tickets to Eagle fans.
It really is. So they're up to that now. Now I've watched Giant fans tears a bunch of times. One of my most prominent times was when they brought like Lawrence Taylor and Carl Banks and Rodney Hampton and Phil Simms and all those guys back for the last game at the Meadowlands. I was actually playing for the Carolina Panthers at the time, and the Giants had the nerve to be talking shit. Well, 41-14, Carolina Panthers. From the word go, we was all over Sheila's ass. Hey, no, I was laughing. I was like, "Yeah, it's like y'all came here for this, really." But we was waving at them. It's nothing better than when you're a visiting team, and the stadium slowly kind of clears out a little bit, but then all you see is your fans standing there cheering you on. That's as a player, it's nothing better than that. And I'm looking forward to I'm looking forward to the birds kicking ass and us taking over the stadium.
It's a good feeling, man. Like I remember the time when the Giants were trying to come back at the end of the game, and the crowd was so loud that we made their left tackle false start in your own stadium. With the game on the line. So this is the whole thing of like the we, because all y'all Eagle fans that do show up and make noise, this is the game to go out there. I know me and Prime are trying to find our tickets. A lot of people are asking me about ticket prices and when to get tickets. If you roll with us, we buy our tickets 20 minutes before the game. Wait till the prices drop, because they will.
Oh, yeah.
But not everyone is, you know, you get ticket anxiety. I know it's a real thing.
It definitely is.
I did talk to a few fans because I think they kind of hiked the prices on this game a little bit. The Giants did,
and they're dropping a lot of people.
They are dropping
a little bit.
They're dropping now because earlier this week they were kind of sky high.
I've been tracking it again.
Smoke what I never smoked before. Seen what I never seen before. Woke up question. And seen sky high. What happened?
I get this question every day. I get this question every day. What's that? Tickets. Mm-hmm. Are y'all having a tailgate? What is the best cheesesteak? Shout out to Bird Gang 31. Appreciate you. Who was that 27? Josh Jacobs, you crushed, Tank? That was actually
Ron Dane. Yeah, so now he was trying to get up before me. And we were actually at that point in the game, we were kicking their ass. And I was like, sit your ass down. He tried to get up. Sometimes if you play football on any level, occasionally you get that overzealous running back who's trying to push you out the way and get up because he's mad because you knocked his dick in the dirt, and he's trying to push you out the way. It's like, oh well, now I'm gonna have my glory. You're gonna wait till I get my glory. the crowd. It's the crowd. When you hit somebody, that was a TFL tackle for a loss. That's the only time you get up and celebrate. Are you not entertained?
Now, before we get out of here, just want to give a big shout out to Bud Light, man, for holding us down, man. They've been holding down the tailgate for the last 6 years. Big shout out to them, and shout out to Conchi Italian Bakery, who have been supplying the tailgate with tomato pies, man. And if y'all haven't had tomato pies, I think we'll have to bring some.
Are we going to go through that again?
I think so. You never had tomato pies?
I never desired to taste them.
Well, yeah, we have.
It's just tomato sauce and bread.
That is our sponsor. You might want to show them some love.
Don't knock it before you try it.
Show them some love.
I tasted it a little bit, and I didn't really desire it. It didn't have that same tonnage that you know, that a menage a trois has.
Yeah.
What, too soon? Pause? Yeah, oh, sorry. Yeah.
Put him in the bathroom. shout out to Akashi Bakery for holding this down, man. And then some of you New Yorkers, you know, you want to have some tomato pie? We will bring tomato pie. We have to figure this out, though.
Yeah, we got a lot of figuring out to do.
Yeah, you guys don't seem organized at all.
this is everyday thing. This is how it works.
Every week, that's like because that one when we did the tailgate for the open practice. I was like, where y'all gonna be at? We're gonna be right over there by Infinity Live.
G2.
I was like, okay. It's like Live G2. So I'm looking over there. I was like, don't really see anybody. Oh,
when you came here, we were the only tailgate tailgated. So you're telling lies right now. We're there. We're the only ones.
Am I telling a fable?
Yeah, you are. Because G2 is live. You know what?
The funniest thing was I'm probably just blind because I called. I was like, where are you at? He's like, we're right here at G2. I was like, man, I don't see. Oh, okay. There you go.
There was nobody else out there.
Right there in my face.
It was a practice that we're tailgating.
As soon as you pulled up, I was right there. I met you at the door.
Yeah, I was. That was a funny thing too. But yeah, those guys, you guys do get out there early and stuff once you put your minds to it. But the organization, you know, it leaves something to the mind of wonder.
Yeah, I mean, so on game day, you never know what's going to happen.
Well, you better know what's going to happen.
You know what's going to happen. A party's going to go down.
Yeah,
it's gonna go down. Okay, so we are ready for the last word before we get out of here. Shout out to all you guys in the comments, all y'all who stuck around. We'll hit us with the last word, Tank.
Look, last word. Well, shit. You know, this is one of those games where it's starting to become playoff atmosphere because it's playoff seeding. Obviously, we're going to the playoffs, so when we go out to this game, we're going to need all the fans to come out there and help us take over. We need to take over the stadium and put the Giants fans on notice that we're coming there to kick their ass on the field and in the stands. I'll be holding it down in the parking lot, waiting on everybody. And it's one of those things where, to me, it's a constant test for this young team each and every week. Because sometimes when you get complacent, you know, you can lose games like this, but I still feel like this team has not come to that point to where they got complacent or they're listening to everybody. Or they listen to some people are not taking the pats on the back, because I know I talked to a lot of the guys, especially offensively, about the pre-snap penalties. And they were sad that it happened like that. So they're going to do something about it. So I'm looking for them to put their foot in their ass sideways to the next life. Hmm. And let's go, Birds. Damn, Skippy. Prime, what you got?
Hey, man. You know, definitely a game that I was looking forward to all season because, again, like I mentioned earlier in the show, a lot of shit talkers. So this is the statement game for them, statement game for our Birds, statement game for the division, man. We got 5 games left. We got to go ahead and make that statement this Sunday to prove to the rest of the league, to the division, you know, this is ours, and if you guys want it, come and get it from us, because we're going to go ahead and take this thing all the way. So, you know, let's go. I'm souped, hyped, and, you know, like you guys mentioned, man, let's get these fans up in those seats. Let's take over the stadium. This is what we've been doing all season. Let's continue the path, you know, to the glory, to the high mountains, man, to host that trophy over. To host that trophy over our heads once again, man. So we've been doing it. We've been faithful to our team. Let's stay faithful. So get in there. If you guys can go ahead and make the trip, come and join us at the tailgate. Let's go up in the stadium. Let's have a good time. Let's get this W. And you know what I mean? Let's keep this thing going. Go Birds.
I did forget to get a score prediction real quick.
Ah, score prediction. My score this week. Hold on. Where is that? My score this week. Carry my one. The Eagles, this week, the Eagles are going to score 35 points, 35-17. I feel like we're going to come out. They're going to score here and there, and they're going to get some lucky plays. But I think this game, we come out, and this will be a true statement game, and it'll set us apart from everybody else. Even though when we kick the ass, they're going to say that the Giants were not a good team anyway. So this is going to be another statement game where you're going to come out and dominate in all facets of the game. I said 35-17, so.
Brian?
I'm going to go 28-3.
Oh, dominating. Ooh, wow.
28-3? Tied with 31-13.
Are you going to kiss them and give them a little lubrication with that? Jill,
man, listen, man. I told you, bro. This is the game I'm looking for.
I'm going to go. I had 34-17. That was the score in my head. Close to tanks. Mark from Oregon says 40-17. Gary, 38-13. Jay in with a 34-13. And then Tim in the comments says 27-13. So we got Darren with a 35 and the Giants 14.
The Giants.
yeah, so my last word. I'm just saying, again, man, you talk about NFC East and the way that our division has been, you know, it's been a battle. You talk about the rivalry. You know, we do have a Cowboys rivalry, but we do have a New York rivalry. Mm-hmm. So I think it's an opportunity to separate ourselves. I said ourselves because those Eagle fans, we need you all in the stands, man. We need you all rooting your team on, buying tickets, getting out there and showing love. It's a great opportunity to get another dub and go 12-1. But I'm feeling good, feeling great. I'm ready for Eagles dub on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Evan. Shout out to Mal. Shout out to Mally. Shout out to the guys from the 4th of John. Yep. But we'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Good word.
If I hit that button.
If you do that, please.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.